Yeah, yeah, we love the internet. But honestly, it's a bit of a brain drain, no? So what if we showed you how to make money? I mean significant money on the internet from home. They're earnrealincome.com, and they help about 1,000 people a month to start their own home business over the internet. No selling soap, no pressure, no cold calling. They bring potential customers right to your computer. You can literally make money 24/7, even while you sleep. Like Anne.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs, and we're both at home full time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
EarnRealIncome.com is affiliated with a multi-billion-dollar company, so let them show you how to make great money from home. And click that Earn Real Income banner, because they're giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit EarnRealIncome.com.
You are listening to the Way of Consciousness Radio Network, programming to help you explore and rediscover and remember your inner divinity. This is a production of the Order of the Friends of Yeshua. The Order of the Friends of Yeshua community was created to offer support to those who continually seek to embody the Christ message of love, forgiveness, compassion, oneness, and peace. OFJ is not interested in creating yet another worldly structure which could, by its very nature, set itself apart and seeks not to focus on the personhood of Yeshua Jesus, but to share in the divine realization that he came to share with us, which is that we are all created in the image and likeness of God, and that the kingdom of God is within. OFJ community is an all-inclusive community of spiritual seekers. We offer dialogue and studies for deep inner spiritual development and seminary courses for ordained ministry. If you feel called to be a part of OFJ community or to receive our monthly newsletter, please send an email to ofjcommunity@gmail.com. We'll be happy to send you information about membership in the various programs we offer. In these times of great change, OFJ community's mission is to offer spiritual support, friendship, and direction to all. Now, to our program. This is A Course in Miracles in Christ Vision, seeing through the eyes of the divine.
Om. Peace. Shanti, Shanti. I welcome you this morning. I highly doubt that many of you are listening live because at least here in the Eastern time zone it's 6 a.m. Then for our friends in the central area, of course it's 5. And then moving over to Mountain and Pacific time even earlier. But if you're joining us on the archives, I thank you. And I thank you for the support you've been providing the Way of Consciousness Radio Network. We now offer a variety of programming. We've been concentrating very hard on bringing you quality programming from a transdenominational perspective. An open dialogue about the nature of the Christ, the nature of the God Self that flows in and through you, the very life that sustains you is that God Self, higher self within. God lives in and through you and is not outside of you. This is our message in OFJ. And we meet you wherever you're at in your journey. We impose no beliefs upon you. We meet you where you're at. Wherever you're at is just the right place to be. though there are circumstances that we have the power to change, and the power to correct, nothing is wasted. Everything is used for the greater glory of the Father, Mother, God. And so here, in this fourth episode of Christ Vision, I'd like to remind you that Christ Vision is the culmination of attaining not only miracle-mindedness, as is taught in A Course in Miracles, but it's the spirit mind we are to embody, to see all things as they really are, as absolute divine love manifested as brilliant, radiant light in truth. Emanations from the unified field, the allness of God presence, God consciousness that lives and flows in and through us, through conscious choosing to see only Christ manifest through all creation. So I invite you once again to journey with me. Father Brian Rice, from the Order of the Friends of Yeshua, and founder of the Order of Brahma Christhood Realization, I hope to provide you with fresh insights about how we return in our own consciousness to the state of Edenic oneness. Edenic oneness is something we've never left. We were never kicked out of any garden. We are still in the garden. It is our spirit nature, our soul nature, that is forever one with God in paradise. A prayer that I'd like to utter is a japa, is a short little prayer to say throughout the day to God. His Holy Father, Mother, I extol thee in thy glory, in the beauty of the paradise within us. May I dwell in the garden of soul happiness and be filled and uplifted with your noble thoughts, smelling, taking in the fragrance, the aroma of thy infinite love. Separation is an illusion. Separation is what keeps us from experiencing the God life within us at any given moment, at every given moment. As long as we inhabit bodies, we will be subject to Maya or delusion, the dance of images and impressions that we project upon the world, upon the screen and the space, the very spaciousness, the matrix, the creative matrix of God. We fill that space, the primordial void that was carved out for us by God in the act of creation. We fill it with the script of the collective and individual ego. And that script is a product of the thought of a tiny mad idea that we thought we could usurp the power of God. That is the meaning of the fall. The falling from the heights of divine glory, of oneness into separation, into the world with a multiplicity of forms, of a world where we identify with external things, external definitions and roles. We define ourselves by those things. Those things are not who we are. Our roles are not who we are. the truth of who we are is the God self, the Christ self within, the Holy Spirit, which is the voice for God, reminds us of our higher nature, helps us to return home in our awareness to the state of Edenic oneness. I wanted to share with you today Lessons 350 of the workbook. Again, we're going in rewind, going through appropriate lessons backwards from the ending. Because in the ending is where the beginning is found. That is our destination. And in knowing our destination, we have our eyes on the prize. We see through Christ's vision. We see that that is the culmination of miracle-mindedness, of true seeing, of the seeing through the eyes of the divine. Lesson 350 on page 478 of your workbook states, miracles mirror God's eternal love. To offer them is to remember Him, and through His memory, to save the world. What we forgive becomes a part of us as we perceive ourselves. The Son of God incorporates all things within Himself as you created Him. This is us speaking to the Father about the Son, the Christ in nature, in each of us. Your memory depends on His forgiveness. What He is unaffected by His thoughts, but what He looks upon is their direct result. Therefore, my Father, I would turn to you. Only your memory will set me free. And only my forgiveness teaches me to let your memory return to me and give it to the world in thankfulness. So as we gather miracles from God, we will indeed be grateful. For as we remember Him, God, His Son, Christ, will be restored to us in the reality of love. Christ's vision, then, is love personified, seeing through the eyes of love, seeing through the eyes of the divine, of the Father, Mother. Lesson 349 states, today I let Christ's vision look upon all things for me, and judge them not, but give each one a miracle of love instead. Again, today I let Christ's vision look upon all things for me, and judge them not, but give each one a miracle of love instead. So, but I liberate all things I see, and give to them the freedom that I seek. For thus do I obey the law of love, and give what I would find, and make my own. It will be given me, because I have chosen it as the gift that I want to give. Father, your gifts are mine. Each one that I accept gives me a miracle to give. In giving, as I would receive, I learn your healing miracles belong to me. Our Father knows our needs, Yeshua Jesus says. He gives us grace to meet them all. And so we trust in Him to send us miracles of true perception, of true seeing, I add, to bless the world and heal our minds as we return to Him in the state of paradise. So the Course in Miracles is not just a course in mind training, but of mind healing, of healing the split, the fragmentation that exists within us, by realigning our purpose in our searchlights, transfiguring the senses, transfiguring the sense of sight, of spiritual sight. Let thine eye be single and be filled with light. The eye of the inner observer, the eye of the Christ life, the third eye, the Ajna Chakra, the Christ Center, the center of Christ consciousness. Help us see from this third eye, between our eyebrows. Through this eye we see what really is. We see what we and who we really are. And by seeing who we really are, we see reality behind the veil of illusions, beyond the multiplicity of forms, into the formless world of spirit. And so now I ask you, what are we? Ask yourself. What am I? Much of our feelings of self-worth rest upon this very question. But it's very simple, and we need not find ourselves and define ourselves by the tasks we do. Who we are is God's son or daughter, complete and healed and whole, shining in the reflection of His love. In me is His creation sanctified and guaranteed eternal life. In me is love perfected, fear totally impossible, and joy established without opposite. I am the holy home of God Himself. I am the heaven where His love resides. I am His holy sinlessness itself, for in my purity abides His own. Recognizing that we are in the final stages of the workbook, and that we are working backward throughout the course of a year, Yeshua Jesus says, our use for words is almost over now. Yet in the final days of this 1 year we gave to God together, you and I, Jesus and I, we found a single purpose that we share, He says, and thus we joined with Him. So what Jesus is, we are as well. We are equals with Yeshua. The Christ dwells in both of us. in all of us. The truth of what we are is not for words to speak or speak of nor describe. Yet we can realize our function here, and words can speak of this, and teach it too, if we exemplify the words in us. Through Christ's vision, we are the bringers of salvation. We accept our part as messiahs of the world, which through our joint forgiveness, which is an extension of Christ's vision, the world is redeemed. And this, our gift, is therefore given to us. We look on everyone, his brother, as Christ, and perceive all things as kindly and as good. We do not seek a function that is past the gate of heaven, knowledge or divine gnosis will return when we have done our path, our part. We are concerned only with giving welcome to the truth. Ours are the eyes through which Christ's vision sees a world redeemed from every thought of sin. Ours are the ears that hear the voice for God proclaim the world as sinless. Ours, the minds that join together as we bless the world. Yes, I say we join. And from the oneness that we have attained, we call to all brothers, asking them to share our peace and consummate our joy. We, as Christ, are the holy messengers of God who speak for God, carrying his word to everyone whom he has sent to us. We learn that it is written on our hearts, and thus our minds are changed about the aim for which we came, and which we seek to serve. We bring glad tidings to the Son of God, who thought he suffered. Now is he redeemed, and as he sees the gate of heaven stand open before him, he will enter in, disappear into the heart of God. And so, as we have said in previous lessons, we stand together, Christ and I, in peace, in certainty of purpose. And in him is his creator, as he is in me. And pray with me that my oneness with the Christ establishes me as your son, Father. Beyond the reach of time and wholly free of every law but yours, I have no self except the Christ in me. I have no purpose but his own. He is like his Father. Thus must I be one with you as well as him. For who is Christ except your Son as you created him? And what am I except that Christ me. So we look upon the world not in judgment, but in love. From judgment comes all the sorrows of the world. But from love, the other comes, the peace of God Himself. Forgiveness looks on sinlessness alone and judges not. Through this I come to you. Judgment will bind my eyes and make me blind. Yet love, reflected in forgiveness here, reminds me, that you have given me a way to find your peace again. I am redeemed when I elect to follow in this way. Father, you have not left me comfortless. I have within me both the memory of you and one who leads me to it, the Christ, the God Self. Father, I would hear your voice and find your peace today, for I would love my own identity and find it in the memory of you. Again, we turn to lesson 353, which states, my eyes, my tongue, my hands, my feet today have but one purpose, to be given Christ, to use to bless the world with miracles. Father, I give all that is mine today to Christ, to use in any way that best will serve the purpose that I share with Him. Nothing is mine alone, but He and I have joined in purpose. Thus, His learning come almost to its appointed end. A while I work with Him to serve His purpose, then I lose myself in my identity and recognize that Christ is but myself. And who is Jesus? And who is Christ? According to A Course in Miracles, according to what Jesus Himself revealed in His own words, even though they were filtered through human faculties. The words that are given to us in works such as this, A Course in Miracles, the way of mastery, as is being continually offered on this radio network by Reverend Dr. Linda Marie Nelson, Bishop Lee Ellen Peterson, and at times myself. We are offering the message of the Christ, of compassion, of truth, of peace, of forgiveness, of purity, and wholeness. Jesus says, in the clarification of terms, there is no need for help to enter heaven, for we have never left. But there is need for help beyond ourselves, as we are circumscribed by false beliefs of our identity, which God alone established in reality. We are given helpers in many forms, although upon the altar they are one. Beyond each one There is the thought of God, each altar that is in our heart. This will never change. But these helpers have many names which differ for a time. For time needs symbols, being itself unreal. The names are legion. But we will not go beyond the names the Course itself employs. This legion that is spoke of here is not the legion of demons, but is the many. The many manifest creations and incarnations of Christ in our lives. God creates helpers of His Son. While His Son believes that all fantasies He has created are true, He's talking about the human race. Thank God for them, for they will help lead us home. The many. Grace comes to us through the people in our lives. We ask God to reveal His and herself to us. And it is the very people that we meet and greet and encounter on our daily journey who are the manifestation of God in form, of God incarnate, of Christ incarnate. The name of Jesus, says Jesus, is the name of one who was a man that saw the face of Christ and all his brothers and remembered God. That is what we need to do. That is the meaning of Christ's vision. Yesterday we talked about seeing the face of Christ and all. So by seeing the face of Christ and all, and by seeing the Christ within us, we remember God. God is living through us in that process. We need but allow it to happen. We need but allow ourselves to be used as vessels, holy instruments of peace, of blessing, to bless those in their time of need, to bless those in their times of struggle, to bless those in their wholeness when they experience disease and illness created by identifying with the limited mind, small mind, the egoic, fragmented, fearful mind. So, Jesus, Yeshua, became identified with Christ, a man no longer, but at one with God. That is the meaning, folks, my brothers and sisters listening today. That is the meaning of I and the Father are one. The Father principle within us, the Christ within us, is the divine indwelling, God within. We can say the same thing. And there will be those who call us heretics for saying or believing that very reality. But do not be discouraged, for that God life, that God power, that God presence will fill you, will inform you, inform your every act, inform your every thought, your right thought, the thought of the Holy Spirit, of the universal inspiration. the man of Jesus was an illusion, for he seemed to be a separate being, walking by himself with a body that appeared to hold his self from self with a capital S, true self, as all illusions do. Yet who can save unless he sees illusions and then identifies them as what they are? Jesus remains a savior because he saw the false without accepting it as true. And he was able to do this because of the very gift of Christ's vision. And Christ needed his form that he might appear to men and save them from their own illusions. In Yeshua Jesus' complete identification with the Christ, the perfect Son of God, his one creation, and his happiness, forever like himself and one with him, Jesus became what all of you, what all of us must be. He led the way for us to follow. He leads us back to God because he saw the road before him and he followed it. He made a clear distinction, still obscure to us, between the false, between fear, and the true, which is love. He offered to us, his brothers and sisters, his equals, a final demonstration that it is impossible to kill God's Son, nor can his life in any way be changed by sin and evil, malice, fear, or death. And therefore, all our sins have been forgiven because they carried no effects at all. And so they were but dreams. Arise with him who showed you this, because you owe him this who shared your dreams that they might be dispelled. Shares them still to be at one with us. Is he the Christ? Oh yes, along with us. Jesus' little life on earth was not enough to teach the mighty lesson that he learned for all of us. He will remain with us to lead us from the hell we made. Again, the hell we made. Back to God. And when we join our will with his, our sight will be his vision for the eyes of Christ. Christ's vision are and is shared. Walking with him, walking the way, which was the original call to those of who came to be known as Christians, to walk the path that Yeshua walked. It is just as natural as walking with a brother whom you knew since you were born, for such indeed is he. Though he may be an ascended master, his friend, brother, equal. And it's important for us, my brothers and sisters, to realize that we have made bitter idols of Jesus, of Yeshua, who would be only brother to the world. Forgive him your illusions. Withdraw your worship from the person of Yeshua. He said, but follow him. And as this clarification of terms of Jesus and the Christ says, behold how dear a brother he would be to you. For he will set your mind at rest at last and carry it with you unto your God. Is he God's only helper? No, indeed. For Christ takes many forms with different names until their oneness can be recognized. But Jesus is for you the bearer of Christ's single message of the love of God. You need no other. It is possible to read his words and benefit from them without accepting him into your life. Yet he would help you yet a little more if you will share your pains and joys with him and leave them both to find the peace of God. Yet still, it is his lesson most of all that he would have you learn. And it is this. There is no death, because the Son of God is like his Father. And that Son of God, Christ incarnate, Christ anointed light presence, dwells within each of us. And as this clarification of terms says, as Yeshua says, nothing we can do can change eternal love. So forget our dreams of sin and guilt, and come with Jesus and the Christ instead to share the resurrection of God's Son, and bring with us all those whom he has sent to us to care for as I care for you, he says. And so we meditate upon what it means to be Christed, be equals with Yeshua, with the Son of God. We are the second part of the Trinity. And the sooner you realize that, the sooner you can embrace that, the more the veils that hide us from seeing heaven here on earth, from bringing heaven to earth, the more true love will abide in our hearts and give us the gift of Christ's vision. And so, in this extended episode of A Course in Miracles and Christ's Vision, seeing through the eyes of the divine, I offer a one-time meditation. It's a Christing meditation by Dr. Leon, or Paul Leon Masters, from the International Metaphysical Ministry. He is the founder of the University of Metaphysics and University of Sedona, and his curriculum is practical mysticism, and he has many meditations and programs that you can download. So join me in this Christing meditation of empowerment and realignment. And when it's over, I encourage you to go forth this day, walking the path, the way. And that means relinquishing ideas of being a soldier or being a robot to church.
From the New Testament, let the mind be in you that was in Christ. And so now I turn away from the outer world that surrounds me to enter into the inner world of my own mind, that I may find within my mind the same awareness, consciousness, and reality that was contained in the mind of Jesus. For here within myself, the promise of all that can be already is. And so now I close off my outer senses to the outer world, that I may be alone in my own mind, to the inner world that exists here within myself. And so I feel myself now moving further and further away in my mind from the outer world, that I may travel into the inner world of consciousness, of awareness, to hear within myself, begin to perceive, to become aware of the same awareness and perception that was in the mind of Jesus, to have a Christ-mindedness, to be aware in a Christ reality of who and what I am, what life is. And so I move now into myself. And as I do, I become increasingly aware of my own state of beingness. I become increasingly aware of consciousness and awareness. For in this state, this is where I am, in that reality that exceeds temporary physical reality. For I enter increasingly into those levels of mind that are endless, that connect me, as they did Jesus, with the entirety of the universe, with infinite life. For here within my mind is the open doorway to the infinite. And so moment by moment, breath by breath, my mind as a door increasingly now opens wide to a higher reality, where I leave my conscious, ordinary, mortal mind behind me, that I may enter into the immortal part of my consciousness. And so, increasingly, I live, breathe, feel, think, and react in a world of mind that continues now to open and expand its awareness. And I am open to receive a higher state of awareness, the same awareness that was in the mind of Jesus, exists in me increasingly, that my mind increasingly is being Christed, anointed with higher consciousness. And as this happens, the consciousness flows through all of the millions of cells of my body, from the crown of my head down the length of my body to the soles of my feet. Each and every one of the millions of cells that comprise my body are being brought into a higher state of awareness and of consciousness. For each and every cell is as a universe within itself. For each and every cell of my body contains all of the elements and the ingredients necessary to create an entire universe. For every cell is a minute microcosmic representation of the entirety of the universe. Every cell of the millions of cells of my body, in my toes, in my feet, in my ankles, in my calf muscles, in my knees, in my thighs, in my lower extremities, in my reproductive area, in my lower back, in my abdomen, all of the millions of cells of my body, each a miniaturized version of the entirety of the universe, and in a Christ-minded awareness, I become aware of the profoundness of this mystery. And so in my upper back, in the frontal part of my body, in my upper chest, in my neck, through my arms, down each arm, into my hands, all of the millions of cells of my body, each and every cell, a microcosmic representation of the macrocosmic universe. The miniature, a representation of the infinite. And in Christ-mindedness, I feel this now throughout my throat, my face, my ears, my eyes, my nose, the scalp of my head, throughout my body. Each and every cell is awakened and aware of its own infinite reality. For every cell of my body is a representation of that which is contained in the stars, in the heavens, in planets, in galaxies, right here, right now. And my consciousness throughout my body expands, and I realize that if the essence of my physical beingness, I am the universe having miniaturized itself into human form, and my Christed mind increasingly is aware of my universal genesis right here, right now. I feel this throughout my body, as if every minute part of my body contained the entirety of universal life, and that each and every cell containing consciousness is part of the sum total of the consciousness that I am, externally, internally, eternally. I am one with that reality right here, right now. every cell of my body vibrating to a higher Christed consciousness throughout my beingness. And as I realize this, I realize that underlying the entirety of this reality is my spiritual essence, which is the presence of God underlying all of my physical existence. And so my body is as a temple of the living God, created by the living God, sustained by the living God, while the living God lives within me as the ultimate life force of my body. And I live within the mind of God that has created me. As above, so below. I within the mind of God, and the mind of God within me. No separation, only oneness. One mind, one life. One thought, one breath, one pulse, one heart, one existence, one consciousness, one infinite, eternal awareness. And so I feel and am one with the nature of God's presence here within me. For my body as an inner temple contains within itself the Holy of Holies, the Spirit of God.
Once again, I thank you for joining me today. And I'm glad you could get a taste of this Christing meditation. To begin your day or to continue your day wherever you're at, wherever you're listening, or even to end your day, to put it into perspective. I thank you for joining me nonetheless, and please check out the archives here on the Way of Consciousness Radio Network. Check out the Way of Consciousness, a show I sometimes help co-host with Reverend Dr. Linda Marie Nelson and Bishop Leo N. Peterson, both bishops in OFJ and the Apostolic Communion. You can check out our Apostolic Communion Facebook page, where many people from the progressive Christian movements are commingling, are coming together, are dialoguing about the nature of Christ, the nature of the Christ being, the Christ presence. We are learning to put aside differences that are defined by cultures, defined by structures, and we are seeking to just be in dialogue with compassion, peace, and unity in mind. So check us out on Apostolic Communion on Facebook. Join in the conversation. And listen to some of the websites here in the lead out, in the outro. And email us at ofjcommunity@gmail.com for information about courses. In October, I will be offering a course in the Enneagram. And why would you want to take another course when you can access many courses that are out there already? This course will be of a culmination of some new interpretations of the Enneagram, both from Christian perspectives as well as from Taoist perspectives, and perspectives as having been influenced by the Sufis and Desert Fathers of the early Christian church. And the name of that course is Accessing Your Divine Inborn Awareness Through Radical Self-Honesty. So there'll be some slides in the coming shows about that, how you can engage in either mentorship, one-on-one, or in a teleconference group for a 4-week course in the Enneagram. In the meantime, you can email, again, you can email me at father.brian.rice@gmail.com or ofjcommunity@gmail.com for more information about October's Enneagram course. You can do some research on the Enneagram, and I'll give you time to get a book that we'll be using, although we'll be quoting and learning from different sources. But this is a tool you want to equip yourself with for the rest of your life, for the best of your life. And may, as the Silvas say, may the rest of your life be the best of your life. I wish you peace, and I thank you very much for your listenership. God bless.
Thank you for listening to A Course in Miracles and Christ Vision, Seeing Through Eyes of the Divine, here on the Way of Consciousness Radio Network, programming to inspire you to live from the divine indwelling within you. This was a production of the Order of the Friends of Yeshua. The Order of the Friends of Yeshua community was created to offer support to those who continually seek to embody the Christ message of love, forgiveness, compassion, oneness, and peace. OFJ is not interested in creating yet another worldly structure, which could, by its very nature, set itself apart and seeks not to focus on the personhood of Yeshua, Jesus, but to share in the divine realization that he came to share with us, which is that we are all created in the image and likeness of God, and that the kingdom of heaven is within. OFJ Community is an all-inclusive fellowship of spiritual seekers. We offer dialogue and studies for deep inner spiritual development and seminary courses for ordained ministry. If you feel called to be part of OFJ Community, or to receive our monthly newsletter, please send an email to ofjcommunity@gmail.com. That's ofjcommunity@gmail.com. We'll be happy to send you information about membership and the various programs we offer. In these times of great change, OFJ Community's mission is to offer spiritual support, friendship, and direction to all. You can find us on the World Wide Web at ofjcommunity.org, ofjmediamonastery.info, on YouTube at www.youtube.com/user/OFJTV. To find us in the Apostolic Communion, you may find us at apostoliccommunion.info. Thank you again. This is executive producer of the Way of Consciousness Radio Network, Father Brian Michael Wright.